坐前面。
Please just lots of seat up front.
这边都是空的。
It's all empty seats up here.
弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
Hello, 你好。感谢主，让我们又一次的聚集在主的面前。
Thank the Lord that once again we could gather before Him.
这是我们今年的最后一个主日。
And this is the last Sunday of this year.
那我就要把今年主给我们的主题做一个总结。
So I'd like to summarize the themes, the topics that the Lord has shown us this year.
因为我们如果回头来看过去的日子。
Because if we look back upon our days in the past.
神在那里，他是历史的主，他在一直往前行。
For he, oh, God is the Lord of history. He moves on forward.
17年，神借着新任的总统，那个时候 Trump 刚刚上任。
So back in 2017, through the new president Trump at the time, he just took office.
他做了。17年的12月6号他做了一件非常重要的事从圣经的观点来看
So on December 6th he did something that's very historical and according to from the Bible's perspective
他向全世界宣布
He proclaimed to the world
耶路撒冷是以色列的首都
So he proclaimed to the world that Jerusalem is the capital is Israel
这是以前没有任何一个人敢做的事
This is something that'sNone of the previous president or other have dared to say. 但是在他
选总统的时候开过这张支票。
But when he was running for the presidency, he pretty much wrote that check.
对，然后到了他上任的第一年，到12月6号，他就把这个支票实现了。
So that's why on his first year as president, in December, he made that check a reality.
第二年。
So in the second year,
18年。
And 2018,
他做了什么事？
What did he do?
他开过第二张支票。
He also wrote a second check.
他说：“如果我当总统，我要把美国的这个大使馆从特拉维夫搬到耶路撒冷。”
He said that while he's running for president, he said that if I become the president, I will move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem.
这件事也是没人敢做的。
Again, something that no one dared to do.
因为没有人要得罪。石油的国家阿拉伯他们有石油你不要得罪他们
because no one want to be on the wrong side of the oil producing Middle Eastern countries
但是很稀奇
but amazingly
神就让美国忽然间变成全世界最大的石油出口国
amazingly God all of a sudden turned US into the biggest oil exporting country in the world
所以美国就不需要看阿拉伯人的眼色
soThe U.S. no longer need to to be on the good side, remain on the good side of the Middle East countries.
2018年5月14号做了一件事。
And so in 2018, May 14th, he did this one thing.
什么事?
What did he do?
啊,把美国大使馆从特拉维夫搬到耶路撒冷。
He moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
所以他答应的第二件事情又兑现了。
And so he, the second thing that he promised also became a reality.
你们一点都不兴奋哈。
You don't seem too excited by this.
这是大事。
These are great events.
因为这件事情成就了。
For because these things are done,
以色列就出了硬币。
So Israel created these coins.
这个叫做 temple coin.
So these are called temple coins.
这叫做圣殿用的银钱。
For they are used exclusively for the temple.
按照旧约，这是每一个以色列人都要向圣殿交的税，叫做丁税。
In accordance to the Old Testament, every Israelite need to pay their tax to the temple.
Right. 但是他们没有，现在没有 temple.
But they don't have a temple yet.
对不对？从西元七十年，第二个殿被拆了以后。
So since 70 AD, since the second temple was destroyed,
这是罗马人提多王子做的事情。
So this it was destroyed by the Romans.
应验了主耶稣的预言，将来没有一块石头要留在石头上，指着那个第二个殿说的。
Which fulfilled the Lord Jesus' prophecy that not one stone will remain on top of another. This is in accordance to the second temple.
所以从那天起，以色列人就四散天下。
And from that day on. the Israelites sort of scattered across the world.
然后神就在历史中，世人都没有注意的时候，神有一天他说：“你们都要回来。”
And then on a day when no one was paying attention, the Lord said, "One day all the Israelites will return home."
四散天下的以色列人有一天要回来，但是神没有告诉他们什么时候回来。
All the people, all Israelites who are scattered across the world will one day return, but he did not mention what day that will be.
这就是所谓的锡安主义。
So this is the will
Zionism.
Zionism.
对，那这件事情什么时候开始行动的
？So when did this become a reality? Become active.
这是在1917年。
So this started in 1917.
那是第一次世界大战马上要结束了。
And that's towards the almost end of the First World War.
那的胜利的国家那个时候就是英国。
So the victorious country at the time was the United Kingdom.
那个时候巴勒斯坦整个这块土地是在四百年统治的一个国家叫做什么国？有人知道吗？那个时候第一次世界大战快要结束的时候，有一个奥斯曼帝国，就是今天的土耳其的前身。
So towards the end of the First World War, at the time there was a country, the Ottoman Empire, which was the precursor to the current day Turkey.
对，现在的 Turkey 看起来也不小，但是奥斯曼比它大多了。
So the current day country of Turkey actually is pretty big, but the Ottoman Empire is even larger than that back in the day.
今天的这个土耳其总统他就是一个梦，他要把以土耳其再恢复到当年的威风，这个奥斯曼帝国。
So the current president of Turkey has this dream, and that is to return the country of Turkey to the former glory of the Ottoman Empire.
但第一次世界大战的时候，这个帝国结束了四百年。
But however, at the end of the World War One, the Ottoman Empire collapsed after 400 years of war.
他们在中东的很多的土地就被英国接管。
And so the UK took over a lot of their former land.
那英国的国会就有一个宣言，有一个法案。
And so the UK government had this declaration
叫做 Balfour Declaration.
And it's called the Balfour Declaration.
那这个法案就是说，在全世界的犹太人，你们现在可以回到你们的故乡。
And that is that all, it declares that all the Israelites who from across the globe, you can now return to your homeland.
那是1917年，我们中间大概还没有人出生。
So that was back in 1917, probably none of you here were born at that time.
100年前。
Because that was about 100 years ago.
但是神的行动开始了。
But however, God started his, took action.
旧约里面不管是以赛亚书、耶利米书都有讲到，有一天你们通通四散的犹太人都要回来。
So in the Old Testament, talk about one day, it prophesies that one day the Israelites will return to their homeland.
那一年他们就开始了这一个锡安回归的运动。
So in that year, they started this Zionist movement.
过了五十年之后。
And after 50 years,
多少年？那就是1967。
So that's 1967.
那六日战争。
So the Six-Day War.
神又把一块重要的地，三块地还给他们。
God returned three very important land to the Israelites.
第一个叫做撒玛利亚。
The first one is Samaria.
第二个就是叫做戈兰高地。
The Golan Heights. Second one is Golan
Heights. 第三个最重要的。
The third one is
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
在那六日战争里头，神就把这三块地还给了以色列人。
In that Six-Day War, God returned these three important land back to the Israelites.
这三块地都从1967给了以色列之后。
And since these three land were returned to the Israelites in 1967,
对，巴勒斯坦的人就一直要求联合国把这个地还给巴勒斯坦人。
The Palestinian authorities has constantly petitioned UN to return that land back to the Palestinians.
但是都没有成功。这个法案每次提出来的这些联合国都被一个国家否决。
But it had never been successful because every time when that was raised for vote in the UN, there's one country that always vetoed it.
哪一个国家？
Which country?
USA, that's right.
It was vetoed by the US.
因为为什么？因为按照圣经神的话，这个地老早是给了谁的？亚伯拉罕跟亚伯拉罕的子孙的。
Because in according to the Bible, those land from far back have been already promised by God to Abraham and his descendants.
全世界都反对。
The rest of the world are against this.
只有美国在支持这件事。
Only the US supports this.
好了。川普总统做了一八年做了这件事，对吧？
So, since
把耶路撒冷宣告是以色列的首都，他的理由说这是 historical fact.
So in 2018, Trump proclaimed that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and his reasoning was that because it was a historical fact.
他的根据是什么？
And where did he base this off of?
当川普总统说耶路撒冷是以色列的首都，这是 historical fact， 他的根据是什么？
When Trump said that, President Trump said that Israel, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel,
根据就是这本圣经。
It's based on the Bible.
因为这个事情是上帝在诗篇里面告诉谁的？
Because this has been told by God, to whom? Through the Psalms. To whom?
告诉大卫的。
He told us to David,
诗篇一百三十二篇就是说我西安，我拣选西安，西安要作为我永远安息的所在。
In Psalm 132, it says that Zion will be my forever resting place.
请打开，我们看一下，不要大家瞪着我，瞪着我看不行的。
So it's not enough that you're just staring at me.
来，我们来看这个。
Let's actually turn to Book of Psalms.
一百三十二篇
,132,verse,
这个十三节哈，一百三十二篇十三节，因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。十四节说，这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里。因为是我所愿意的，这是谁说的话？
So verse 13 and 14, For the Lord has chosen Zion, He has desired it for His habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. Who said these words?
谁说的？
Who said these words?
耶和华说的。
God, our Lord God.
告诉谁的？
And he was addressing this to who?
这个书诗篇的作者大卫的。
The author of this psalm.
所以大卫他知道神的心。
So David knows the heart of God.
不像他前面那个糊涂的王叫做扫罗。
Unlike his predecessor, King Saul.
扫罗也做王四十年。
King Saul ruled for 40
years. 他知道为自己建立他的家室，他的皇宫。
All he knew was to build his own palace.
他不知道神要什么。
He did not know what God wanted.
但大卫不一样。
But David was different.
大卫他知道神要什么。
David knew what God wanted.
所以当他拿到王权。
So when he became the king,
他不是建自己的皇宫作为他的目标。
His first priority was not to build his own
palace. 他带的部队就是打，就去打耶路撒冷。
He took his army to take back.
他把耶路撒冷从耶布斯人的手里抢下来。
He took the Jerusalem back from the Gentiles.
因为他知道这个是耶和华永远安息的所在。
For he know that is the habitation of the eternal habitation of God.
这是一个历史的事实。
So this is a historical fact.
当以色列人没有照着神的话走的时候，他们被神四散天下。
So when the Israelites did not obey God's words, then they were scattered across the globe.
他们的国家亡了。
So their country was destroyed.
他们的圣殿被烧了。
The temple burnt down.
他们的祭司失业了。
Their priests lost their jobs.
他们四散天下。
And they were scattered all across the world.
照世界的人来看是没有希望。
So in the views of the world, they have no hope.
但他们的前途不在他们自己的手里，他们的前途是在神的手里。
But however, the future is not in their own hands, but rather in the hands of God.
所以神的手开始做事的时候，
and so when the hands of God start to work,
世界都还做梦，
while the rest of the world is still dreaming.
但是神的手已经在进行。
But at that time, God's hands already started.
所以一百年前这个。西安运动，以色列人开始回流。
So 100 years ago, through the Zionism, the Israelites started to do work.
好，1948年建国。
And they built and they established in 1948.
对，1967 神把三块地还给他们。
And in 1967, God returned these three lands back to Israel.
再加五十。
And then you add another 50 years later.
啊，二零一七，对不对
？2017,
川普就宣告以色列的首都是耶路撒冷。
Trump proclaimed that claimed that the capital of Israel is Jerusalem.
2018年，他们把耶路撒冷。美国的大使馆搬到耶路撒冷。
And then in 2018, the U.S. moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem.
他们就出了这个硬币。
And then, so because of that, they created this temple coin.
硬币上重点是什么
？So what was the highlight of these coins?
一，告诉以色列人，你们要开始要认识这个硬币是 temple coin， 是圣殿的这个钉税。
First purpose is to have the Israelite know that this is the temple coin.
圣殿在哪里？
But where is the temple?
还没有，都预备好了，只是。
It hasn't been built yet, but all materials are prepared.
那现在，一八年，就是说，2018年，这个硬币出来了。
And so this temple coin were created in 2018.
你们记得吗？我给你们放过的哈。
So you remember the picture I showed you?
前面是两个人头，一个是 Trump， 另外一个是谁？啊？古列王。
So
Cyrus.
So on the front of the coin there are two head busts. One is of Trump, the other one is of the King Cyrus.
对，反面。
And on the back side of the coin
就是一个圣殿。
Is a depiction of the temple.
所以 focus 就是那个圣殿。
So the focus is on the temple.
Okay, 这是大事哦。
So these are big events.
你们什么都不要关心，你一定要关心圣殿的 movement.
So if you do not care about anything else, you need to pay attention to the movement of the temple.
因为这是神最重要的指标。
For that is the
indicator.
The indicator of God's will.
对。这个 indicator 你们一定要注意看。
You need to pay attention to this indicator.
因为这件事情出来之后，按照但以理书的预言
，because when this happened according to the prophecy of in the book of Daniel，
就是说什么时候圣殿开始建
，and that is whenever the temple is built under construction，
对，就剩下七年。
Then the remaining days, there are only seven more years remaining.
然后主就回来了。
And then the Lord will return.
所以这个是非常重要的一个指标性的东西。
So this is a very important indicator.
听进去了没有？
Did you get this?
睡着的一定要醒过来啊！
So if you're still asleep, you must stay awake.
我一直在这个讲台上一直讲这件事情，因为这是非常非常重要的事情。
Because I've been constantly sharing on this topic constantly because it's so important.
2017年。我带了弟兄姐妹有一批人跟我到了耶路撒冷去看了那个所谓Temple Institute.com.
So in 2017, I took a bunch of brothers and sisters to visit the Temple Institute.
那个时候所有圣殿的东西都预备好。
So at the time, all the building materials needed for that temple had been prepared.
那他们甚至说我们如果今天说给我们建，我们半年就可以把圣殿建起来。
They even said that if we're given the go ahead today, we can finish the temple in half a year.
只是客观的环境还不成熟。
But just the circumstances are not right now.
那现在今年出生了什么？发生了什么事
？So what happened in this year?
每年都有高潮。
So every year there's these the high points.
你们谁记得今年有什么大事
？So who remember what happened this year?
Red heifer.红母牛
so there was the red calf. I'm sorry.
Heifer.
The red half. So it's not cow.
It's a sort of cow.
Okay.
对红毛牛，不知道你们看得见看不见。我可以给你这个 link， 你们如果有兴趣的话。
It's a red cow.
这是一个纯红的牦牛。
And all the hair on this baby calf are red. All the hairs on its body are red.
这个红母牛是犹太人洁净圣殿、洁净祭司必有的那个红母牛的灰。
So this the ash. from the ash of the red calf is a requirement in order for the Israelites to cleanse the temple and cleanse their priests.
对，他们在18年的11月发现这一只牛没有任何的杂毛，纯的，必须纯红。
In November in 2018, they discovered this calf. It
doesn't, 没有杂毛。
It does not have any other color hair, just red.
对，所以这个是他们可以用的。
So this is some of something that they could use.
到了今年，刚刚好一岁。
And so this year, it happened to be 1 year old.
9月28号，今年。
And then so, September 28th of this year.
我也讲过了，你们记不记得
？I also mentioned this. I don't know if you remember this.
这只红牛。通母牛就杀了，在耶路撒冷对面的橄榄山上献祭的。
So they actually sacrificed this cow on Mount Olive. They sacrificed on September 28th.
所以红母牛的灰怎么样也有了。
And so because of that, now they have the ash from a red cow.
那么前两天
，And so 2 days ago，
又发生一件什么事？
Another things happened.
都有高潮的。
So these all these highlights.
17年我们去那个 Temple Institute， 就是这个第三圣殿重建委员会啊。
So in 2017 we went to this Temple Institute.
那条街就是这个 building 的前面那条街，有一个重要的标志性的东西叫做 Menorah， 就是金灯台。
So, on the street outside of this institute, there's a very important symbol, which is a menorah, which is the golden lamp.
那个 menorah 是1.5吨重的黄金啊，纯金的啊。
So this golden,
1.5吨重。
This golden lamp was made of pure gold, so it weighs 1.5 tons.
对，在一个防弹玻璃包围起来，保护的。
And it's sitting behind this bulletproof glass, under protection.
前两天他们把这个金灯台从这个位置搬到哭墙旁边。
So 2 days ago, they removed this golden lamp from its original place to be next to the wailing wall.
这是一个 symbolic gesture， 就是一个象征性的动作。
So this is a purely symbolic gesture.
这个金灯台应该是原来它的应该放在哪里
？So where is this golden lamp stand supposed to be placed?
在圣殿的圣所，对吧？
It's supposed to be inside the holy place of the temple.
但是以色列人的圣殿没有了。
But however, because they no longer have.
但是他们现在把所有东西通通预备好，预备第三个圣殿要造的时候，现在把这个最核心的这个金灯台搬到圣殿的这个山的山脚下那个哭墙边。就是说 ，we are very close，
so,
我们非常近了。
So that because they have all the materials ready, they now move this golden lampstand to the foothills of the Mount Olive where the temple will go, and they place it next to the wailing wall. What that is symbolized, what they're saying is that we are extremely close.
所以你就能够感觉到以色列人对着这个第三个圣殿的那一个迫切感是。与日怎么样俱进呢
？So you could feel how urgently the Israelites have for the building of this third temple.
所以我可以这样说，第三个圣殿叫做呼之，下面呢，欲出，对不对
？So they're so eager for it. It's like it's almost they could see it becoming reality.
你们学一点点中文哈。呼之欲出。
So this is a Chinese saying.
这个就是very very close.
It means it's something that's extremely close. It's imminent.
这就是前两天发生的事。
So this happened two days ago.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
我们现在在什么当儿，在这个历史的神的脚中里头，我们在什么当儿？
So in the time frame of God, which part are we at right now?
从世界来看
，So from the viewpoint of the world,
世界的情形是越来越好呢，还是越来越糟
？Are things in this world getting better or getting worse?
很难说
，It's hard to say.
炒股票的人现在来到最高峰，因为这个道是越来越高啊。
So for those who are into stocks, we are at the highest point because the Dow Jones is doing really well.
目标是30,000点。
The goal is to reach 30,000 points.
美国的经济指数都是历史的高峰。
And then the economic indicators of the U.S. have all reached historical highs.
可是同时呢?
However, at the same time,
这位把美国搞得这么成功的一个总统, 同时他又被弹劾。
At the same time, this president who has brought so many success to is now also facing impeachment.
对吧? 所以这是一个很荒谬的事情。
So this is a very preposterous thing.
一面他做了许多的好事。
On one hand, he did so many great things.
另一面，一面人反对他、不喜欢他的人就要弹劾他。 从他上台之前就要弹劾他了。
On the other hand,
谈到今天。
On the other hand, people who do not like him want to impeach him even before he took office until today.
到今天，这个案子都通过了，哎，这个民主党这个 speaker 居然坐在这个上面，我不交出去，我还要等。
And then on this matter, at this point, they have made a proposal and things, but then the speaker of the leader of the Democratic Party said they just want to sit on it. And don't want to submit.
很多的事情你都看不懂到底 what's going on, 这是什么世界?
So it's hard to fathom what's going on.
我们的眼睛要注视的是什么?
So what should we pay attention to?
如果你看这个世界, 你会眼花缭乱。
If we focus our eyes on this world, you'll be dazzled, you'll be confused by all these things.
主告诉我们, 我们的眼睛要注目在 他的身上,
Lord tells us that we should fix our eyes upon Him.
对吧?
Right?
所以我觉得我们基督徒不是随着这个世界的风潮而走。
So I feel as Christians, we should not just flow with go with the flow of this world.
这个世界随时在变, 每天都不一样。
Because this world is constantly changing. It changes every day.
有的人成功, 有的人失败, 这个是 几千年来都是如此。
Some people are successful, some people fail, and it's been like that for thousands of years.
但是什么东西不变?
But what never changes?
那是我们每一个基督徒该有的智慧。
That should be the wisdom that as Christians we should all have.
我们过去几年的教会的每年我们选一个主题。
So in the past few years, every year our church choose a topic.
我们曾经讲到 新妇装饰整齐，等候新郎，对吧？
We talk about how, like one year, we talk about how the new bride should be prepared, waiting for the bridegroom.
那我们今年我们选的是，我们来读这节圣经好吗？
So the topic for this year is let's read from
彼得前书第四章，
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第10节第11节，
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 through 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
若有讲道的，按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。 叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterance of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
既然主回来是很快就要发生的事情，
So since Lord's second return is near,
所以我们今年就鼓励每一个基督徒，你要发现神给你的恩赐，然后好好的用这个属灵的恩赐来服侍他的教会。
So we encourage our Christians to discover what your gift is and then to use that gift to serve the church.
我喜欢第十节英文的翻译，你如果注意看，跟我们中文稍许有点不一样。
I like the English translation for verse 10.
我们 中文的翻译第十节，个人照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，这是中文的翻译。
So the, in the Chinese translation, the first part of verse 10, it says everyone is to serve one another according to the gift that they're given.
对，但是你看英文。
But in the English version, it says,
他说什么？
As each one has received a special gift.
让我们每一个人从神都得到一个什么东西？
So it says we received a
special gift.
We received a special gift from God.
你知不知道神曾经给你一个 special gift?
Do you know that God gave you a special gift?
知不知道？
Do you know that?
第一 你一定要知道神给你的是没有别人不能代替的，只有你才有的。
So first thing you need to know is that what God gave you is specially for you and no one else can substitute that.
对，它叫 special gift， 这是特别为你而订购定制的。
So that's why it's called a special gift.
对吧？那你有这个神给你的恩赐，不是 enjoy yourself，不是这个意思。
So with this gift, God didn't want you to just use it and enjoy yourself.
他说神给你这个恩赐好让你怎么样可以彼此服侍。
But rather, God gave you a special gift so you can employ it in serving one another.
也就是说这个恩赐你必须拿出来用。
So in other words, you have to share this special gift and use it.
我用一个 很土的比方来说。
So we use a very colloquial example.
现在我不是天天要伺候我老婆吗？
So I have to serve my wife every day.
她铃一响，我就要马上行动。
So when she rings the bell, I need to immediately jump into action.
每天早上。
So every morning,
我一定要把早饭预备好。
So I have to must prepare the breakfast.
她有她要吃的东西，你加错了她。无法销售。
She has her special needs for everything. So if you forget to add something or add something to something else, that she can't accept.
然后吃完她的那个那一份早点之后，马上要有水果。
And so after breakfast, then comes the fruits.
她的水果一定是要把它削好皮要去掉的苹果。
And then the fruit is these pre-peeled, already peeled apple.
是叫 Fuji apple.
And it has to be Fuji apples.
别的还不吃，她非要吃 Fuji 的。
So she won't eat any other brands. She have to have the Fuji apples.
而且 organic.
Also had to be organic.
所以每天早上我起来就要给她削苹果。
So every morning I got up to peel the apple.
我就发现，哎，我居然有削苹果的恩赐，很快。
And so I discovered that, hey, I have this gift of peeling apple because I could peel really quickly.
所以我就是用一个很简单的例子，你我每一个人都有一个特别的恩赐来彼此服侍啊。
So I would use this example, silly example, to share with you that we all have these special gifts to serve one another.
对，那我们的弟兄姐妹也爱心，常常就会。烧了一些好的菜好的汤来请我们吃。
And so brothers and sisters also have been sharing their love with us by preparing these wonderful meal dishes and soups and to give to us.
这些都是很平常的事情，但是你如果没有去注意这个事情就过去，你有没有放在心上，但是有一天事情变了，那你忽然就发现，哦，这些恩赐都很重要。
So these
没有这个恩赐，饭都吃不成。
So these are seem like very normal, mundane things you take for granted. But one day, if these things are gone or taken away, you'll all of a sudden realize, oh wow, these are very special things or these are very special gifts.
对，你要好好的用它。
So you must use them very carefully.
对吧？这是在这一节圣经里面，神告诉我们，我们每一个人都有一份特别的恩赐，拿出来怎么样，彼此服侍。
And so that's why the Bible tells us that we all have these special gifts and we should employ them to serve one another.
对，然后第二句话就是说，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And the second part of that verse says, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
也就是说，这个恩赐你得神给你了，你得做一个好管家，好好用它。
In other words, God gave you this special gift. You need to be a good steward to use this gift.
好，我就在里面想一个问题。
So then I have this question I've been thinking over.
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章讲三个，就是他讲完他要再来的这些事实之后，他就讲了三个比喻。
And so in Matthew 24, after our Lord Jesus talk about his second coming, he gave three parables.
那第一个比喻就是说, 谁是怎么样的管家?
And the first parable is about what kind of steward.
有见识的管家, 有没有这个问题啊?
The first one is about a good and faithful steward.
他不但要好管家, 而且他说要 就不但要忠心，而且有见识。 他这两个词很稀奇的。
So he's not only is he looking for a faithful servant, but also someone who is sensible.
对，一个是讲到他忠心，是讲到他的loyalty， 对吧？
So faithful is talking about his loyalty.
然后有见识呢？
So sensible means what?
不是傻蒙蒙的。
So it's not somebody just not very.
他随时能够灵。 随机应变的,
so it's someone who could respond to the various challenges and circumstances.
那主就让我想到一个老仆人。
So this allowed me to remind me of an old servant.
我们来读读这老仆人的故事好吗？
Let's all read about this old servant.
创世纪24章。
In Genesis 24.
创世纪。
Genesis chapter 24.
24章。
Chapter 24.
你有空回家好好把整章读完。
If you have time, feel free to go home and read this entire chapter.
今天我们的时间有限，我不让大家从头到尾把这一章念完，我只念头九节。
So due to time limitation, we'll just read the first nine verses.
头十节吧，好吧。
So actually, the first ten verses.
我们两个读啊，我读单数节，你读双数节，用英文。
So we'll alternate reading the Chinese reading odd verses.
你们看你们的圣经。
English will read from the even verses. You can read along.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上，耶和华都赐福给他。
Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he owned. Please place your hand under my thigh.
还有一句吧，还有没有？继续，不要为我的儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。哦，这是第三节是吧？嗯，好，OK，你第四节。OK，
verse 4. But you will go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Isaac.
仆人对他说。 倘若女子不肯跟我到这里来，地方来，我必须将你的儿子带回你原初之地吗？
Then Abraham said to him, Beware that you do not take my son back there.
耶和华天上的主曾经带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我启示说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔，他必 差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我的儿子娶个妻子。
Verse 8. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this my oath. Only do not take my son back there.
仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这事向他起誓。
And verse 10, then the servant took 10 camels from the camels of his master and set out with a variety of goods of his master in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. So this is a very moving, this was a very moving story in recording
this chapter.
So who have read the story, raise your hand. So I implore you, those who haven't read this before, to read this story after you go home today.
不管你要找老婆，或者要帮你的儿子找老婆，你一定要读这个故事。
Whether you're looking for a wife or helping your son to look for a wife, you have to read this story.
对，这是圣经中告诉每一个爸爸或者每一个妈妈。 你要找媳妇的时候,
So this particular story illustrates in detail for every parent how you should help your son to look for wife.
那这个故事是怎么讲的呢？
So how did this story go?
我们刚刚读了一个开头。
So we just read the beginning of the story.
神很祝福亚伯拉罕，他现在在这个应许之地。
So God blessed Abraham and he's now living in the land, the promised land.
他神的考试他刚刚都考过，都毕业了，得100分的。
So God put him through these tests, he aced them, all of them.
对吧？这是前面几章讲的。
So this is what's recorded in the previous chapters.
好，现在他想，这个老父亲为他的儿子的婚姻非常的迫切。
So now, this old servant is all he could think about is about his son's marriage.
他们住这个地方叫做迦南地。
So where the land that they live in is called land of Canaan.
都是一群拜偶像的外邦人。
It's inhabited by Gentiles who worship false idols.
对，所以他决意不能让我的儿子跟这个本地的人结婚。
So he vowed that he will not allow his son to wed the locals.
他必须回到他的老家去找一个女孩是敬畏神的。
So he wants to go back to his hometown to find a woman who worship God.
他老家在哪里？
So where was he from?
Ur, 对吧？
So it's from Ur.
那离他住的地方很远啊。
So Ur is really far away from where he's currently living.
那个时候没有汽车，没有飞机。
So they don't have cars or airplane.
要又有点像要叫你的仆人去非洲给你儿子找一个老婆，这个感觉上是这种感觉。
So it almost feels like in modern day that you want your servant to go over to Africa to find a wife for your son.
对吧？这个是一个很遥远的事情，也是不是那么容易的事情。
So this is a very very challenging mission.
好，他就把他的老仆人找来了。
And so he called his old servant.
然后就把他心里面想的这件事情告诉他的老仆人。
And so he shared with his this old servant what was in his heart.
然后要他的老仆人发一个誓。
And he wanted his old servant to swear.
发什么誓呢？
To make this vow and that is to take this oath.
你要为我儿子娶一个妻，倘若女子不肯来，我使你起誓就与你无干了，只是不可以带我的儿子回到那里去。
It says that he wants him to swear he will take a wife for my son from there. Mm-hmm. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this my oath.
他为什么不能让他的儿子跟他的老婆人一起回去找老婆呢？
So why won't Abraham allow his son to go with his old servant back to his own homeland, old homeland?
亚伯兰说什么？
Take a wife.
当年神叫我们离开那个地方的。
Because Abraham said that back then, God led me away from that place.
所以我跟我的儿子不可以再回到老家去。
So that is why my son will can return to my father's house.
他也不能在这里娶妻，他只能回到老家去找，所以完全只要靠你了。
Then, so since my son can't take a wife here in this land, nor can he go travel back to my old hometown, then I have to rely on you to do this.
那这个老仆人，这个主人要给他什么东西呢？
And so, what does the master give to this old servant?
我们刚刚第十节看的。
So we just
从他主人骆驼里取了十匹骆驼。
And so the servant took 10 camels from his master.
而且他主人各样的财物也让他带了一批去。
And also a variety of goods from his master.
你如果注意22节，
If you pay attention to verse 22,
他带去什么？
What did he bring?
有金环重半十克勒。
There's a gold ring weighed half a shekel.
两个金镯重十克勒。
And two bracelets that weigh 10 shekels.
这都是叫做家里的什么？宝贝啊。
So these are the treasures of the household.
对吧？要给将来的什么人呢？
Is to give to who?
媳妇的。
This is for the future daughter-in-law.
现在 就交给他的老仆人。
And so he gave all these things to his old servant.
去，你给我去找，给我儿子找个媳妇来。
He said, go find a wife for my son.
请问
So let me ask you this.
你会做这件事吗？
Will you do this?
哈？听见没有？
Do you hear that?
这是聪明的老妈。把媳妇找来再给他。
So find the daughter-in-law first and then give the gift to her.
为什么这样想？
Why would you think,
很简单
吗？ It's very simple.
这个老仆人如果卷款而逃怎么办？
What happened if this old servant took these valuables and just left and fled?
对吧？一个是他跑了怎么办？一个是在路上，这个路途很遥远的。
So on one hand, you had to worry whether the old servant will just take the money and leave and fled.And the second thing is that it's a very long road. It's,
他路上碰了强盗怎么办？
What if he met robbers along the way?
对不对？
Right?
所以这个中间的风险是很大很大的。
So there's a lot of risk to this.
你把自己设身处地想一想，这个故事读起来很简单，哇，好 romantic。但是你仔细想每一个细节，如果换成你，你敢这样做吗？
So the story, if you just read it, it feels very romantic. But if you really place yourself in the story, every single detail is filled with a lot of the challenges. So will you dare to take on this oath?
所以这个故事神放在这里什么意思？
So why did God place this story here?
啊，神为什么把这个故事放在这里？让我们历史历代的基督徒只要读了圣经，你会读到这个故事。
So why did God place this story here so that all throughout history, whenever Christians read the Bible, will read the story?
我刚刚在想，我问的问题是主耶稣问的问题：谁是忠心有见识的管家
？So I think this revolves the same thing I was asking you before. Who is the faithful and sensible steward?
我就要请每一个弟兄姐妹。把这个故事跟耶稣问的问题对起来看。
So I ask everyone here to associate this story with that question that the Lord just asked.
忠心
，faithful.
他忠不忠心
？Is this steward faithful?
非常忠心啊。
Yeah, of course.
老远，他不顾自己的性命。
So in regards of his own personal safety,
带了这么多的财产。
He took so much wealth.
一定还有一些其他的仆人们。
Of course, there has to be some other servants as well.
因为他是大领班嘛，下面还有一些其他的配搭的同工。
For he's the steward, so of the household, so of course there had to be other servants.
一队人马往前走，跑回那个老远的乌尔。
So this entire caravan traveled all the way back to Ur.
能够去，能够回，这件事叫做忠心，对吧？
So he was able to go and then also return from such a long journey. So this is definitely faithful.
到了乌尔。
So after he reached Ur,
哪一个是我将来主人的媳妇啊？
So all these people, how do I know which will be my the future wife of my master?
相信那个地方也有很多美女啊。
So of course I believe there are a lot of beautiful women there at the time as well.
哪一个是我将来主人的媳妇？这一件事情伤脑筋哎。
So it's very challenging trying to determine which one of these beautiful women will be the wife of my master.
你会发现，他不但忠心。
So you discover that not only was he faithful,
而且非常什么？啊
？Also what?
Sensible.
He was also very sensible.
中文叫做有见识。怎么样有见识
？So how so? How?
他先把这一堆人带到一个井旁。
So he led the caravan to a place next to the waterhole.
因为他知道这些女孩子到了黄昏都要来打水的。
Because he know all these young women will need to come to this place at dusk to draw water.
所以他就在想。
So he was thinking.
我就会去看哪一个女孩子会做我心中想做的事情。
I will go and seek out the young one who will do what I think she ought to be doing.
第一，我是一个外来的外人，像一个陌生的女子要水喝。
So, on one hand, firstly, I'm a foreigner traveling from afar, asking a stranger for water.
如果一般的女孩子是不会跟你们这种莫名其妙的男人讲话的，对吧？
As a young lady, you probably wouldn't speak to strangers.
哎，这里有一个女子跟他讲话。
But yet, here there was this young lady who spoke to him.
所以他说：“你能不能给我点水喝？”他说：“可以啊。”所以他就把水给他喝。
And so this old servant asked the lady, can you give me some water to drink? And so she said, of course, she did.
接着下来。
And then after that,
我怎么知道这个女孩子是我主人要的呢？
So how do I know that this woman indeed is the one for my master.
神啊，你给我一个兆头。
And so he asked God, give me a sign.
什么兆头？
And that is,
不但他愿意把水给我喝，而且愿意把我这十只骆驼也给水给他们喝。
Not only was she willing to give me water to drink, but also she will offer to water my 10 camels.
哎，人喝水是有限的，对不对？
So the amount of water that a person can drink is limited.
沙漠的骆驼喝水，那真是叫无底洞啊。
So, but however, a camel who has just went through a desert, now that the water that they take in, it's like a bottomless pit.
那个中文叫牛饮，现在应该叫骆驼饮，就是反正就是无底洞，就这么猛喝。
So basically, feel,
它不是一只啊，十只啊。
So it basically feels like they're endless. They just keep on drinking. And it's not just one camel, but 10 of them.
要打多少水啊？
So imagine how many water she has to draw.
所以他从这些动作里头，他能够看到这个女孩是第一非常勤快，对吧？
So from these actions, he was able to tell that this woman, first of all, is very very diligent,
对吧？而且心非常宽广。
And she's very kind.
她不但愿意帮助我这个老人家，她愿意好人做到底。十条骆驼的水，我全部给你从井上打上来，每一只都喂饱。
And so not only was she kind able to show kindness to an old person like me, but she was able to move further, take it even further, and to water all my camels.
就是她。
She's one.
心里面有定数。
So
at that point, 我就不讲。
So we'll skip over the rest of the story.
所以我就是在这里说，什么样的忠心有见识的管家。
So I just want to say here.What does it mean to be a faithful and sensible steward?
你要知道你主人要什么。
You need to know what is it that your master
对不对
wants.
不是我要什么。
And not what I want.
是我的主人要什么。
Rather what my master wants.
你能够吃透主人的心。
And so if you could know what the master wants.
而且有这个勇气。
And have this courage.
长途跋涉。
To take on this long journey.
你丧失性命在所不惜
and have no care for your own personal safety.
主人把这个大责任交给你，你就是拼了命也要把它完成。
So when the master gives you such an important mission, you will finish it no matter what your personal cost.
而且他很有智慧，知道怎么样去找。
And he also has this is very sensible to know how to identify the right person.
不是死脑袋。
So he's not just very
对吧？所以这一个老仆人是我们每一个学习服侍的人必须学的功课。
So the lesson that was shown by this old servant is a lesson that all of us must learn.
所以我们明年的主题是什么？
So the topic for our next year will be
啊，我们明年的主题，我们打开来看好吗？
So let's turn to the Bible to see what our topic for next year will be.
是腓立比书。
So it's in the book of Philippians.
使我认识基督
so that I know Christ,
晓得他复活的大能
so to know his great power of his resurrection.
这是我下礼拜讲台要讲的
so this is what I'll be sharing with you next Sunday.
对吧因为明年下个礼拜就是新年的第一个主日了
so next Sunday will be the first Sunday of the year, of the new year.
那保罗这里就在第三章第十节。
So in chapter 3, verse 10, Paul here said,
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
这就是亚伯拉罕的那个老仆人的典型的例子。
So this is the typical example of an old servant, just like Abraham's.
他为着主人的目的旨意能够实现他自己的生死置之度外。
In order for his master's wish to be fulfilled, he, this old servant, this faithful servant, has total disregard for his own personal safety when well-being.
好，他能够被他主人赏识，为什么？能够相信，为什么？
This old servant was able to gain the trust of his master because of why?
因为这个老仆人跟着这个主人很多年了。
Because this old servant had followed his master for many, many years.
他不是去找个年轻小伙子，哎，来，你帮我去干。
He did not seek out a young man and said, go do this for me.
他找了一个老仆人，他可以相信的，可以赋予重任的。
He found an old servant in whom he could trust, and in whom he could trust this important mission.
好，那在我结束的时候，我要读另外一段我们大家也是熟悉的圣经。
And before we end, I would like to everyone to read also another passage that's familiar to most of you.
因为这个地方我们看到的一个点就是做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And because the point we've been seeing here is to be a good steward of the manifold grace of God.
我们在这一个亚伯拉罕的老仆人身上，你看到一个榜样。
So we saw this old servant of Abraham as a good example.
那我们来看他的属灵的秘诀的原因在哪里。
So let's take a look at the spiritual essence of where his secret lies.
好，我们来读的罗马书第十二章。
Let's take a book of read that book of Romans chapter 12.
对，第一节到第八节
，verse 1-8.
罗马书十二章
，Romans chapter 12,
第一节到第八节
，verse 1-8.
好，我也是一样，我跟你两个人轮流来念哈。
Again, Chinese will read all verses, English will read even verse.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may reprove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy according to the proportion of his faith,
或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。
Or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
好，这八节圣经我想大部分基督徒都读过的。
So I think most Christians have read.These eight passages.
首先，保罗在这里说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们干嘛？做活祭。”
So first of all, Paul said that I urge you to what to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
那么这一个地方用的词很特别的。
So here they use very special words here.
祭物是什么？在旧约。
In the Old Testament time, what does an offering mean? A sacrifice.
Sacrifice. 圣经里面五个祭物。
So in the Bible, there are these five sacrifices.
有赎罪祭。
So sin offerings.
有赎愆祭。Trespass offering.
Trespass offering.
对，有平安祭。
And peace offering.
有赎祭。
And there's the
最后一个祭，燔祭。 这是旧约里头神启示给摩西，叫摩西告诉所有犹太人。
And there are total, actually there are total of five sacrifices, and so this has been revealed to Moses in the Old Testament.
除了素祭用的是植物之外，其他所有的祭，四个祭都是用的动物，牛、羊或者鸽子。
So other than the
meal offering,
other than the meal offering, which is all vegetable based, all other four sacrifices are animal based.
那都是人把自己家里养的牛、羊或者鸽子带到圣殿来，祭司帮他检查没有瑕疵，然后把他杀了。
So people would take a cow, lambs, or dove from their house to the temple, and then the priest would examine them to make sure that they're not blemished, and then will sacrifice these animals for the family.
做那我们刚刚讲的前面的四种祭物。
So those four. So this is for those four sacrifices.
对，那么，所以来的时候祭物都是活的，走的时候呢，祭物都被杀了，献上了。烧了。
So when these people made their way to the temple, at the time that these sacrificial animals are alive, but then by the time these families leave, then these animals have all been sacrificed.
所以在古时候的祭物都是活的来，死了结束。
So in the old times, all these sacrificial animals, they all came to the temple as alive, but then leave sacrificed.
对吧？
Dead.
那圣经就告诉我们了。
So,The Bible tells us,
为什么神在旧约的时候要犹太人献祭，而且经过这么好像很残忍的手段呢？
Why did God require the Israelites to make these kind of offerings and also through such very barbaric means?
但是神要启示一个重要的真理，人的罪若不流血不能得赦免。
Our God wants to reveal this to us, when that is the sin of man, if it's not through the shedding of blood,cannot be cleansed.
所以那个牛也好，羊也好，鸽子也好，它的血必须被流出来。
So be it a cow or lamb or dove, their blood must be shed.
那个血流出来才能够赦免以色列人在神面前所犯的罪。
So only when these animals' blood was shed can their sins before God be forgiven.
那直到新约的时候，
until this has been until
神的儿子主耶稣来了，
the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came.
主耶稣的先锋为耶稣做了一个见证。
So the pioneer for our Lord Jesus gave this testimony.
那个见证是什么？
And what was that testimony?
看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Behold the Lamb of God who is here to cleanse the man sin of the world.
所以这是福音。
So that is the gospel.
为什么这是福音？
Why is this the gospel?
我们不再需要杀牛、杀羊、杀鸽子了。
It means that we no longer need to sacrifice cows or lambs or dove.
旧约千千万万的那些祭物，现在它的总结来了，那个人就是神的儿子耶稣。
So the ultimate conclusion, the ending of those tens of thousands of sacrificial animals from the Old Testament time now finally arrived.
希伯来书说，这些祭牲的血不能除罪。
For in the book of Hebrews, it says that the blood of these sacrificial animals cannot cleanse sin.
只是一个代表。
But they are but a symbol.
它代表的是将来有一个真正无罪的人，神的儿子来做人，他担当我们有罪的生命。
But all these sacrificial animals symbolizes a person, and that is the Son of God. He will come, he is blameless, and he will take on all of our sins.
传福音，传福音，什么叫做福音？
So we preach the gospel, what does that mean? What is the gospel?
这个神的儿子叫做福音。
The Son of God, he is the gospel.
为什么他是福音？
Why is he the gospel?
因为他是神的羔羊，上了十字架，代替我们的罪。
For he is the Lamb of God who went on the cross,in place for our sins.
好，这是白白的恩典，只要你相信，你接受这个赦罪的恩典，就是你的。
So this is the salvation. This is grace. So if you will receive it freely, if you believe in him, then you can receive it.
好，那我们这些基督徒呢，都是这么来的，对吧？
So that's the story of all our Christians.
阁下花了多少钱？
So how much did you spend for this salvation?
一毛也没花。
You didn't spend a dime.
啊，你做了什么好事？
Did you do anything good?
什么好事？你做了还说歹事，做了很多好事，没做几件。
Probably did quite a few bad things, but not so much good things.
但是神接纳了我们，因着他的儿子。
Even so, God accepted us because of his son.
神做了这一切为着什么？
So God did all this for what?
这是很重要一个问题。
And this is a very important question.
第一为我死，那我的罪得赦免。
So firstly, he died for me so that my sins can be forgiven.
第二，将来不要下地狱。
Secondly, I don't have to go to hell when I die.
第三，
And third,
死了以后可以上天堂。
After I die, I can then go to heaven.
哈利路亚，我信耶稣真是有福气。
Hallelujah, I believe in Jesus, what great blessing.
那很多人还更聪明一点，那我何必那么年轻，像你们上太早信耶稣了。
And so some people think they're smart. They would say, so if that's the case, why do I need to believe in Jesus at such a young age?
结论就是死前十分钟。
And so they made this calculation. So it probably is the best to believe in, become a believer 10 minutes before you're about to die.
为什么这样算的呢?
Why would they come up with such a formula?
你太早信了，你要损失很多很多的享受啊。
Because if you believe too early, you'll lose out on so much enjoyment, life's enjoyment.
你要当你把这些地上所有的都享受尽了哈，然后要死之前说耶稣啊，我信你，向你悔改。
So might as well enjoy yourself, enjoy all that the earth has to, this world has to offer, and then be, on your deathbed, you said, Lord, I repent, I believe in you.
你真聪明。
You do
seem pretty smart. 你觉得你在神面前算了这笔账算下来，大概这样子是我人生最聪明的决定。
So you may feel like this is the best decision you ever made.
这里有两个问题。
So there are these two problems here with this strategy.
你不知道什么时候叫做死前十分钟。
Firstly, you don't know when your last 10 minutes on earth is.
很多人没有最后十分钟。
A lot of people don't have that.
蹦一下就没有了。
A lot of people don't have that last 10 minutes because they just die like that.
对吧？
Right?
第二。
Secondly,
哎，你死了以后要见神的。
So after you die, you need to face God.
你说神啊，我已经信你的儿子耶稣，所以我现在可以进天堂了哦。
And you say, God, because I believe in your son Jesus, so now I can enter into heaven.
圣经说过一句话，你是仅仅得救，赤裸裸的信见神，你什么都没有。
And so the Bible said that if you go that way, then you basically go to see God naked.
你是非常的羞愧见神。
You go see, you face God with a lot of shame.
所以你这个算盘打错了。
So that's the wrong way to go about
this. 保罗在这一句话，这节圣经里面说什么？
Hear what did Paul said?
他你如果有聪明，你要做活祭。
So if you're wise, then you should offer living sacrifice.
从你蒙恩那天起，你就要开始做一个活祭，为神的旨意而活。
So from the day that you become a believer, then you present yourself as a living sacrifice and live for God.
所以你在这个罗马书第十二章第一节、第二节这两节圣经里头。
So in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2.
保罗说，你如果愿意把自己献给神当作活祭的话，这件事情第一是圣洁的。
So to Paul said, if you're willing to offer yourself up as a living sacrifice to God, then first of all, this is holy.
第二是神所喜悦的。
And secondly, it's acceptable to God.
第三，
thirdly,
你这样做是你属灵的敬拜。
If you do this, then it is your spiritual service.
Worship.
Spiritual worship.
Yeah. 所以我们在敬拜神，不是你会唱多少诗歌，不是你会背多少圣经，是你怎么把你自己跟神的关系建立起，你做他的活祭。
And so, you know, our faith, how well we are before Him is not a matter of how many songs you know how to sing or how many verses, Bible verses you know how to remember, but rather this relationship, the fellowship you have built with our God.
你告诉主耶稣。
So you say to our Lord Jesus,
以前我为自己活。
Before I live for myself,
我走自己的路。
I walk my own way.
我知道那个都是空的。
I know this are all in vain.
这个世界都是空的。
So all this whole world is
in vain. 现在我愿意为主来活着。
So now I'm willing to live for my Lord.
只是你讲这句话的时候实在是猛查查，你不知道什么叫做主的旨意。
But however, a lot of times when you say those words, you don't know, you just say them, but you don't know the true meaning.
对，第二节就告诉你怎么会慢慢明白神的旨意了。
But second, the second verse here will tell you how you could understand what is
the will of God.
And so the, in verse 2 it says, do not be conformed to this world.
A lot
of us today, we just flow with, go with this world. And so next year we're going to have 5G for our phones,
for the cell phones.
So that's a whole different another round technology.
你要不要开始忙的5G了?
So are you going to be busy working for 5G的时候你怎么办? And so what if people then say there's
going to be 6G technology?
So if you try to follow the flow of this world, you will never catch up.
而且无止境.
And also it's never ending.
你要跟着神的旨意走.
You need to walk with the Lord's will.
不要效法这个世界.
So he said, do not conform to this world.
下面一句话呢,
and then said,
心意更新而变化.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
这里的重点在哪里?
So where's the important point?
这里. 这里是什么?
It's here.
How you think.
It's the mind, because that's how you think.
这个世界, 我们从 生下来一直到今天, 你都是被这个世界来怎么样? 洗脑的。
Because from the day that we were born until today, we've been brainwashed by this world.
对不对?
Right?
你的价值观, 世界观, 都是爸爸妈妈教你的, 或者以后上学的时候, 老师教你的。
Your value view, your world view has all been taught to you by your parents and then the people around you, your teachers.
但是现在圣经说, 那个老的东西通通要放掉了。
But here the Bible said that these old things, you need to give up on them.
那是世界的一套。
Because that's what the world does.
现在神要你学的是神的这一个旨意。
But what God wants you to learn now is the will of God.
是属天的。
It belongs to heaven.
是属神的。
It belongs to God.
是属永远的。
And it belongs to eternity.
跟这个地上是不能够相比的。
It's the things of this world is incomparable to God.
不要效法这个世界, 乃要心意更新而变化, 叫你们怎么样? 查验, 何为神? 第一, 善良, good. 第二, 啊, 纯全, pure. 第三, 可喜悦的旨意。
And so that's why he said, but do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
刚刚我们读的那一个24章, 亚伯兰娶媳妇的故事,
so we just read the story of Abraham finding a daughter-in-law.
我16、17岁的时候, 信了主受洗以后我就读过那个故事。
So when I became a believer and baptized in, when I was 16 or 17, I read that story.
但是那个时候我读的时候我就觉得哦这个故事很好玩。
So but at the time when I read that story, I felt, oh, that's an interesting story.
也告诉自己将来找老婆要这样找。
And also told myself that that's how I'll find my wife.
可是我没有真正懂那个神讲那个故事。
不是为着我找老婆而写的。But at the time, I did not understand that God shared that story not so for my benefit of finding a wife.
现在我来读这个故事,
so now, when I read the story again,
我的感觉完全跟我16岁读的时候不一样。
My understanding is completely different from back when I was 16 or 17.
角度不一样。
Why? Because I'm standing from a different point of view.
我现在读那个故事我知道, 神讲这个故事告诉我们神有一个目的。
So now when I read the story, I can understand that God shared the story because he had has a purpose.
神的目的跟亚伯拉罕的目的有一个点很像。
So his purpose is similar to Abraham's purpose.
亚伯拉罕要为他的儿子找一个媳妇, 对吧?
So Abraham wants to find a daughter-in-law for his son.
那我们的天父呢?
And our Heavenly Father?
要他的儿子耶稣。 为他的儿子怎么样? 找一个媳妇。
And our Heavenly Father wants to find a new bride for his son.
听懂了没有?
Did you understand this?
跟你跟我有没有关系啊?
Has it anything to do with you or I?
有哦。
Absolutely.
你要么就做他的老婆人, 要么就做他那个媳妇。
Either you are that old servant or you are the new bride.
对不对?
Right?
你这样就跟亚伯拉罕的旨意符合了。
If you could do this, then you will be in one mind with,
同样,
with Abraham.
我们蒙恩的人, 我们怎么样做神百般恩赐的好管家？什么叫做忠心良善的仆人？
In the same way, those who are saved, how do we do be a be good stewards of manifold grace of God? How do we do be a good and faithful, sensible servant?
你要知道主人是怎么想的。
In order to do so, you have to know how the master thinks.
所以你如果没有把自己当作活祭，你的心思意念都是世界的那一套。
So if you do not understand what the master wants, then everything that you think about is all of this world.
你想的都是以自己的眼光来看的。
Everything that you think about is from your own point of view.
你就不知道神到底要在做什么。
So you don't know what God wants to do.
除非
unless
你把自己怎么样
you
献上做活祭
offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
然后你的心思才可以开始改变。
And then only then will your mind be renewed.
你才懂得哦，原来主是这个旨意。
And then you understand, oh, so that is what God meant.
然后你就会听见主问你要不要做我的仆人。
And then you'll hear God ask you this question,
对吧？
Whether you want to
主可不可以把他的财产交给你？
Whether our God, Lord can hand His inheritance over to you.
对，你拿着他的财产去把他的心腹找出来。
And with that inheritance in hand, can you go and to seek out his new bride?
Are you with me? Huh? 我不是讲天方夜谭的故事啊。
So I'm not
我是讲一个非常真实跟你跟我有关系的。
I'm not telling just random fairy tale. This is something that directly affects you and I.
我们的 key 是你愿不愿意把自己献给神，这个是 key.
So the key is whether you're willing to offer up yourself to God.
否则的话，圣经讲了一大堆，都是对你来讲天方夜谭，跟你拉不上任何关系。
Otherwise, all these stories that you read about, all these things in the Bible are just but fairy tales, has nothing to do.
我刚刚讲的那个圣殿也是 fairy tale, 跟你有什么关系？他建犹太人建立圣殿，关我什么事啊
？And just the same as the temple, the story of the temple that I was sharing with you, but that's just a story with regarding the Israelites.
这是神整个的大计划的。
No,
一环扣一环扣在一起。
That is a very important link of God's grand plan.
我们都在这一个神的大计划里头。
We're all part of this grand plan.
现在问题是。你愿意把自己给他来完成他的计划吗
？The question is, are you willing to offer yourself up to in order to finish
that
plan?
好，我们低头祷告。
So let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
在这个一年马上要结束的时候
，and towards this end of the year,
我们再一次回到你的话语里头。
We once again return to your words.
求你用圣灵的光来照亮你的话。
We pray that the light of the Holy Spirit will shine down on your
words. 让我们明白主人的意思。
So that we may know the will of the Master.
我们愿意来做你的忠心的老仆人。
We also want to be your faithful old servant.
与你合作。
To co-work with you.
主啊，让你的旨意可以快快的实现。
So that your will can be done.
主啊，我们真是在你面前为着你的教会祷告。
We also pray for your church.
为着我们前面的新年的一年来祷告。
We also pray for this new coming year.
求你预备我们。
Please prepare us.
一面做心腹，一面做好的管家。
On one hand to be the new bride, but on the other hand also be the good servant.
因为这个旨意实现，就跟勇士发生关系。
For when your will is done, it has all to do with the eternal life.
求你把这样的智慧赐给我们。
Please give us such heavenly wisdom.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.